I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Hello?
Oh, hi.
Hey, well, hi there.
Oh, hey.
How's it going?
It's great. I was looking at Skype here, and we have not recorded since October.
Oh, my God.
yeah, like beginning.
Wow.
So to say that we put it off.
That's almost half of a year.
I know. Well, yeah.
Crap. Well, all right. We better really concentrate. Get all the thoughts down, because we may not be here until 2020.
Yeah.
Until mid-apocalypse. So wait.
This is the Sipcast coming to you live from the middle of the apocalypse.
There's a lot of fire sounds. Just ignore those.
A horrific hell beast ripped free from President Donald Trump's chest and laid waste to the flyover states. So that was good news. But then it kept going.
Yeah. I just realized I have a drawer underneath my feet, and if I open it, I can put my feet in it, and it's a footrest.
You should, like, put water in it or something. Make it into, like, a thing. The water feature. Soak your feet.
I think I won't, but okay. I like your ideas.
So if you like that, then you put, koi and little goldfish in the water. They'll clean your feet, and then probably die because of the chemicals in the water. It also cleans your feet.
Or your feet, yeah.
Yeah, no, I have to design a special bath salt that cleans feet and feeds fish.
Feet fish. Well, what about those little fishies, like when you go to like other countries and little fishies eat all the dead cells off your feet?
That's what I'm talking about, I think.
Yeah, but I don't think koi and goldfish are the ones.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever. It works.
Those are just euphemisms for the proper terminology. The placeholder fish. We'll need to get some placeholder fish.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Some stand-ins, some swim-ins. All these fish.
I like fish, and I would get a fish again, except you realize when you move across the country that you can't take your fish with you. It just kind of wrecks you, you know? Like, you just never... Like,
you can't take your fish with you?
Well, we didn't want to put Dave through that kind of trauma.
Put him down? Just released him into the toilet?
That was better for him. No, Aurora and her kids took over taking care of Dave.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. He had a great life, I think. I really do think. I mean, he got two families that loved him very much.
I'm sure he recognized the difference. Bunch of white people.
I know. All these brunettes versus all these blondes. And they're just like, I think you're different people. Well, Dave, you know what? Life has to go on, okay?
Not for Dave.
Not anymore.
Eventually, they don't. You know, he lived a long, what, like 4-year life or something, or a few years.
Yeah, he had a really good life of several years.
80 and fish years.
Same with our rats. We took good care of our rats. They weren't supposed to live that long.
This wasn't the deal.
Oh, that's like Everett was so funny. He goes, "Dad, did you hear about the Mars rover?" And Anthony's like, "Yeah, I did, bud." And he's like, "Yeah, that's really sad." And I'm like, "What happened to the Mars rover?" And he's like, "I don't know what's going on." And he's like, "Mom, they sent the Mars rover. He was supposed to be up there 90 days, and he ended up being up there 18 years. And I'm like, "Whoa." And he goes, "And then he died. And his last words were," I'm not quoting because I don't remember, but he said his last words were, "It's cold. Something else." And then he says, "My battery's low." And then he died. I guess some huge storm took over, and it just gave us flashbacks to Wall-E, where we like cared about robots, you know.
So wait, he didn't necessarily die. He was murdered. It's murder.
The Mars rover did nothing wrong but provide information on a planet we'll never live on.
We need to get Sherlock Holmes, the Mars edition, and you just see a guy in an overcoat and a fancy hat step out of a space shuttle.
It's a robot suffocate. With a fancy hat and the monocle.
He stepped right on my joke. He steps out and he just suffocates instantly to death.
Oh. And then they send the robot that's dressed like Sherlock.
Yeah, the robot comes. Well, no, they send another guy, this time a black guy, because of racial equality. And that guy suffocates, too. And then they figure out
it wasn't skin color that was the problem. Oh, yeah. I get it.
It was the fact that they were made of flesh organs.
Oh!
Organ meats. So then they send the robot, and then we proceed with Robot Sherlock Holmes on Mars.
And then that guy's there for 18 years trying to figure it out.
Yeah, until he sends a cryptic message.
Yeah, who wasn't supposed to take this long.
And then my wife, hello.
It was just funny the way Everett said it. He said the three things, that its last words. And I was like, wow, I feel bad for a robot. And I go, why am I putting emotions on a robot? It was just so cold.
It's what we do. I get the feeling it's gonna aid in the transition from humans to robots ruling the planet. We're gonna think, oh hey, it's our parents, because they'll just take on the appearance. It's not Castaway, the one with Jodie Foster, Contact. Contact, and then they'll just make themselves of all of our ancestral images, and we'll just be like, oh, it's Grandma and Grandpa, and they look like they're in their 30s.
Oh,
I almost didn't recognize them.
That's just darling.
Do you? Is there a way to turn down or adjust, modulate my voice in on your side? Because I can hear it bleeding through the microphone. That's gonna make editing just that much more hilarious.
You can hear what?
I can hear my voice through your setup.
Oh, that's weird.
Come feeding back through.
Let me. It's on headphones.
I mean, it could be your headphones are turned up loud enough that I'm hearing it. I don't know.
I turned them down. Is that better?
That is better. I cannot detect my own voice anymore.
Am I even talking? Like, am I even still here?
So there's probably, I need to hear an echo. Otherwise, I don't exist. I forgot what I was going to say.
Okay, good. Good. I'm glad we did this. All right, folks. We'll see you next time. Yes. It's been real. 6 minutes. No, just under 7, actually.
And then now we're just broke 7. So, like on my end.
Oh, yeah. Because you probably start it when you start calling me. And I start it once I pick up. So.
That seems unwise.
And you're lucky I picked up this time, because I did not want to do this. No, just kidding.
Yeah. Yep. Well, we had to. I mean, it's just a mandatory check-in period. It's like a probation officer.
Okay.
Fine.
It's like court-ordered. You have to talk to each other over the online.
You guys are related. You have to communicate. If we don't do these often enough, we're going to get a message from the Sipcast.
I'm so cold. My battery's
low. I know. My battery's low.
Oh, my God. The Sipcast has been murdered. By neglect.
Well, that does happen. We're going to put the Sipcast in a kennel, and they're going to be
in the car.
Oh, no. Those are parents of two toddlers that were just arrested. That's different.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
Not opposite. The opposite of cool. I didn't know. I didn't hear about what you said, so I don't know. I don't have any frame of reference.
Good.
So we could move on.
Yeah, I hope we can.
I have another podcast. I started another podcast.
Gosh, you're just collecting them like Valentine's roses, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. I give them to myself.
I am my own Valentine.
Yeah. I look in the mirror and I say, hello, here's the rose.
Hello. And then you voice like you're the guy from The Bachelor. This is the final rose. And you're just like, oh my God, this is so intense.
Oh my, I can't believe it's me.
I think it's going to be me.
It's called JJ and Stevesy.
Oh Lord.
Because couldn't think of any other names that weren't taken that were clever. So I was like, let's just make up stupid ass nicknames for each other. And then we'll call that the podcast.
So is this with someone else?
Yeah. No, it's with me and me. Hello, it's me. Here's a rose. Thank you. You're pretty. Back at ya. No, it is with a friend from work. Hey, Steve.
Wait, which work?
Something. Domino's, the only work that I'm doing currently.
Oh, I don't know. You said you were doing like an interview the other day or something.
Oh, I don't get jobs.
No, I like to apply for them and never hear back.
I really like to apply myself, but beyond that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Steve seems cool. He also delivers pizzas, or is he run the cash register?
Yeah, we have a boy who only runs the cash register. No, everyone does that and cuts pizzas.
But he's not allowed to touch the pepperoni for legal reasons?
Specifically the uncut pepperoni. No, he's not supposed to touch it. It's more for everybody else's safety that he doesn't do that. But yeah, no, he's an all right guy. He drives, but also sometimes he works inside. There's a few people at Domino's who work that way. I don't. I drive. You can get paid more if you learn how to make pizzas, but I'm like, most of the drivers don't even know how to like route or drive or do their job properly. I got to freaking shepherd these chuckleberries through their shifts.
That's great. Like you never, like that's a fatherly role for you, Jason. You're really teaching others, and that's not a role that you necessarily saw yourself in. And I like that.
Yeah, it's growing up, growing old, growing weary.
Yeah. But you show them how to navigate streets.
Yeah, I guide them by the hand, gently.
We leave our cars.
When only there was one set of muddy footprints, that was when I was carrying you.
Well, I remember one time when I made package deliveries. I haven't done it since. It was terrible.
And then the people called, they called the store and they're like, where the fuck is our food?
It's going to take a while. Jared's training.
Then my phone rings and I'm like, I can't answer it. I'm carrying this big fat dude. I'm sorry, you were saying?
My phone's in my pocket. No, it just...
Can't answer it.
I think this is way funnier.
That's why I had to add that tag on there. I just had to make sure that was recorded.
You are really helping these people, blah, 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 blah.
Blah, 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 blah. Who gives a crap?
So anyway, Steve, do you call him Stove sometimes, like accidentally?
No, I've had other Steves. There was another Steve in my life who was Stove. This is not Stove. This is Steve-Z.
You call him Stevia?
I did. I have. I did actually bust that one out.
That's great. Ugh.
Yeah.
So
yeah, go check it out. Steve,
so you guys are
JJ
funny?
And Steve-Z.com.
Are you just talking about stuff? Is it funny? Is he actually
like
relatable?
This.
I mean,
like
he's
this,
not
but
me,
even,
that's clear.
No, it's like this, but even less prepared. If you can imagine.
Oh, I didn't.
Also, Steve's big into like monster trucks and professional wrestling, and he doesn't know what the fuck a Segway is.
So it sounds good.
Yeah, it's pretty funny actually. We got two episodes in up in on the online.
Wow, so you're editing his but not ours.
What is there to edit? There's nothing. Everything
you
that I got.
You put the last two off for a really long time.
Yeah, but then I did them.
Then
we started JJ and Steve Z because I was bored because it's been like 5 months since we recorded.
I know. I missed you.
Yeah. Same.
I missed you here too. In this way.
I missed the point.
Well, if you would put your task cats back on your scheduling and on your agenda, maybe they could just, I don't know, work harder?
I would think so. Perhaps if I rubbed tuna on the calendars, the cats would be more apt to engage with them. I haven't tried that yet.
You're like, I tried catnip, and that wasn't the right thing.
They got really distracted
and really high, just like their dad.
Yeah, it seemed like it was working for about 10 minutes, but then things really went off the rails. Really quickly.
So are you recording in your new place right now?
Yeah.
That's cool. How's the echo, the sound?
Yeah.
This is our first one in that place.
Sure is. Yeah, it might be more echoey, but I don't know. I got my microphone set to a pretty close focal point.
Now wait, this is my first one in my new space.
Oh, well, we're all, it's the new Sibcast 2019. This is the first Sibcast in 2019.
Yeah.
It's a lot of firsts here in places that are new.
Yeah, I'm in my craft room / wrapping paper room / sewing room.
Now,
it's all mine.
You're not going to like this question, but do you have door frames in your house?
I like that question very much. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
I have all door frames. Don't be jealous.
I am so jealous.
Shut up.
I was hoping the answer would be no so that I wouldn't have to be jealous.
Here I am, wallowing in jealousy and my own urine. Well, I
am swimming in the jelly sea. Covered in jellyfish. Oh, how it stings my eyes.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, no, it's, I think the sound will be better because it's closed and I won't have cats like, knocking into the sliding doors.
Crazy wraparound thing, right?
I've got my cool mic set up. I've got my equalizer cool for sound mic. Like you have. I've got my Scarlett.
Hey, my name is Cool Mike. I'm here to do the audio setup.
Yeah.
If you just stand aside, I'll be able to do my job and I'll get out of here.
Cool Mike. M-I-C. My name is Cool Mike. I like that.
Yeah. He's not. He's just cool because he's really efficient. He's not really actually so socially graceful.
No, socially he's not. Most mics aren't, you know.
But what he does is cool.
Mm-hmm.
So he's earned the name in that way, professionally speaking.
Hot Mike cool does Mike. A totally different show.
Hot Mike is the one he's setting up the audio equipment for.
Yeah.
He's the one. Yeah, Hot Mike is over there putting on a spangled thong and cape.
Yep, because it's Magic Mike. I picture like a sparkly like.
Well, Magic
thong.
Mike is before Hot Mike, because once Hot Mike hits the stage, there is no follow up to that.
Gets sweaty.
He drops the mic.
I can't imagine that. Like, now just thinking about that, like Magic Mike, I never saw the movie, not interested. But then you think about, like, they're up there, like, dancing and sweating, and people are like, ooh. But they just have, like, sweaty butt cracks and sweaty balls the whole time. That would bother me. I would be sitting there watching going, that bothers me a lot. And then I would leave because I guess I would never go in the first place. But hypothetically, if I went, I would leave. So, I mean, that's the moral of the story. Don't go.
Yeah, you women, you
sweaty
hear,
balls,
you hear that?
Sweaty
you don't really
crack.
Like that.
Do you think they wax all their stuff, or do you think, I mean...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they all like do, unless it's like a theme, unless it's a bear themed night. It's like, get up, bring out your chest hairs.
Well, Kinsley this morning, I was cuddling her in bed, and she goes, I can't wait till I get starts shaving my arms. I'm like, you mean your armpits? And she's like, no, my arms. I have all this hair. I'm like, We don't shave our arms, Kinsley. And she goes, what? We don't? I was like, she goes, you do? And then looks at my arms with hair. I'm like, no, I don't.
Some
she goes, like, I thought you
arms.
Do. I'm like, I just have a lot of freckles, so it doesn't look like hair. Because she's like olive skin tone, tan, with like blonde hair, but it's super fine. And I just never thought that my daughter would think that that's what she was going to do. And so I had to put her back in her kennel. I was like, no, for shame. You do not seek this.
Yeah.
Just kidding. I told her, no, we don't do that. I mean, some people do. I think swimmers do, but we don't.
Yeah,
do
and dancers.
Do they?
Possibly. I don't know. Maybe. The ones who, the twinks, maybe they don't. Swimmers, commercial airline pilots. Let
some
me see
people
here.
Have offensively
some
hairy arms, and that I
bus
wish
drivers.
They would shave, but I don't think they will. I think
yeah,
they
I don't
like
know.
It. I
well,
think it's
those
dominance.
People, if they shaved, they would be plagued by ingrown hairs, gotta think. So.
And it's your arms. Like, why would I, like, as your hair grows in, it would be, like, pokey and prickly, forcing you to have to shave again? Be like, no, I can't go out. I'm a half hour late. I just shave my arms again. Like, I hate having to just shave my armpits.
We have arm hair for reasons, but also, I don't find, there's not really a country in the world that I can think of where, you know, even in France and places, they don't mind hairy lady armpit, but I don't think there's anywhere that finds hair, the very faint hair on a lady's arm offensive. So,
I think it's
yeah,
nice. I think it makes me softer as I'm petting myself.
Yep, and just like when I'm on the toilet, I'm just like, yep, this is home.
Mine's
this.
So fine. I guess I never thought about it. It just doesn't... Hers is just adorable. I would never think of that. She's a while away from shaving her legs. So I'm like, girl, it's a task. Give yourself time. Don't be excited about any of this. Nobody wants to.
Yeah, nobody wants to do anything. So enjoy the times that you don't have to do anything when you're a kid.
No,
that's what people.
It's so true.
That's what our parents are all telling us when they say, like, well, when you get into the real world, there's no going back. Like, old man, you don't tell me. I am going to smoke cigarettes when I'm 8.
Wow. You shouldn't have done that.
Well, it's just, you know, it's that I was living my truth.
I saw a lady the other day in her car waiting to pick up her older kids at school. And her little toddler was in the back, and she was just smoking with her window barely cracked. And I was like, I thought that was illegal.
I think the internet made it so it was impossible to ignore how stupid that was, but I think it might still be technically legal to just hotbox your kids in your own car.
It was pretty impressive. I was like, oh.
Hey, but that's nature versus nurture, you know? Yeah. Some people are given cancer by their, they're taught cancer by their parents.
Yeah, I'm going to teach you cancer so hard.
You know, I have cancer. My dad died of cancer, and I'm going to teach you cancer, son. Now here, sit in this fucking little box with me and breathe my excellence.
Not spelled the way you think. It's just amazing to me because, like, someone who, like, reeks of smoke gets out of the car, and you're just knocked on your ass, like, the smell. And it's like, that's just their clothes and hair. Like, that's not even, like, their car or their house or, like, that. It blows. They're dogs.
It's legal, too.
Animals.
I'm going to remember that. Like, we've been slowly shaming smokers into not smoking, via just, like, taxing them out the wazoo, and they're not allowed to smoke anywhere but in, like, the basement of their house. And, but it's still legal, technically. And weed is still working on not becoming legal. It's just really backward. I just had to point that out.
Well, you seem to, like,
so
when
backward.
When you smoke weed, you, like, try to keep it, like, small, and you, like, you don't breathe it into the air, because it is a very stinky smell. No one who smokes weed can be like, I love this smell. You just apparently love what it does for you, but the smell, it smells like a skunk. Like, we'll drive by a skunk, and the kids will be like, oh, I'm thinking of Uncle Jason, you know?
Well, no, it's an acquired smell.
It's
and
horrible.
It's like beer. Once you drink enough beer, it all tastes like shit, but then you can kind of taste the good tasting shit. It's like with weed, it is a very powerful smell, but then once you get a sense for it, you can tell, like, if the herb is dank, for example.
Oh, a dank herb, you say?
Yes, you could potentially suss out a dank herb vis-a-vis only the aroma.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. It's quite sophisticated.
Oh, and then it does sound sophisticated.
You can also smell shitty weed. Schweed, if you will. Schwag.
Schwit.
Something that's not so...
Schwitty, shitty.
It's pretty sweet.
It's shitty weed.
Shitty weed. I'm no connoisseur, but especially the fresh bud. Oh, that is... Fresh bud. Ooh, that,
like it was just dried? Like, do you grow it and then dry? I don't understand. I don't know anything.
How does this work? Now, where,
I literally know nothing.
Where do the bowls come in? Do you need a spoon?
And do you use milk always or never?
With or without milk? Are there any cookies involved? Maybe.
I thought, and Santa's always there or he isn't?
Is this around Christmas time or any time?
Please expound on this issue, my questions.
Need this explained. No, just like the cured, because when you grow it, you got to cure it. You got to dry it. And that takes some time.
So like drying flowers in between book pages?
Drying flowers hanging from a thing, because that is the dried flower of the herb. And then that, with all the crystals and the magic just all over them, the little hairs and everything, when you stick your nose into a bag of that freshly dried, like some really good weed, you can get like 10 strains and just keep burying your nose in one, and then the next one, it's like, oh, it smells so good. I can smell the purple and the fuzz. Oh.
What? That's weird.
You should at least smell fresh bud if you have a chance to. Just because
I don't know that I ever will have a chance, nor do I really.
You have stoner friends.
I don't.
There's nothing to...
You and Abby, both in Indiana. I don't have anyone.
Yeah, that you know of.
Yeah, sure.
There's someone out there who, like, you know, maybe once or twice a week likes to just cop a little... feel on some weed.
You're right, I don't know, but I don't care to even ask.
Well, I'm just saying, you might encounter it, and if you do,
it's
not nothing
to
be ashamed of.
To just give it
a little sniff and see what and smell what I'm talking about, because it's no bullshit. That stuff smells really good when it's fresh. Now, when you burn it, it all does kind of smell like burning skunk but it also does. You can still sense. You can still, as an appreciator, you can still sense. That it's a good.
So
it's a
until
good
it's burned, you can't. Like you can't. There's. Like, how do you get high? Like, do you just like you because of the burning? Is that how it happens?
It's the same way that tobacco goes in two sides of your lungs. The same way that oxygen is processed.
When you never stop to ever think about it.
When you put junk in your lungs, it does crap. Like when you get water in your lungs, you drown. See, so that's how that works.
Oh.
Super duper. Yeah, we learned about things.
Dang it. I hate it when we do that, when we like educate people. What?
Yeah. Sorry. Now they know that.
Sorry. Our bad. RB. Yeah.
Vapor is not so good for your lungs either, we're finding, with all the vaporization becoming more popular. Really,
just, so you're supposed to eat it. So then that's why I have the question, because then people use it for baking and put it in stuff. So I don't understand that.
You eat food, the food goes into your brain.
Yeah, except my food doesn't make me high.
Because it doesn't have weed in it.
I know. How does it work? Is it like a chemical thing? Is it like, I don't know, whatever. I just
weed
don't
goes
know
into
enough.
Food. Food goes into body. Food goes into
body
brain.
Make high.
But well, body make whatever. If you like put, if you eat like a pineapple, you're gonna have pineapple on the brain. You're gonna eat some protein. Protein brain.
Eat smacks. Your pee smells like smacks.
Smack brain.
Mm-hmm. Or asparagus. Yeah, did you hear me say not everyone? Everyone's pee smells like asparagus when they eat it. That's only part of the population. I didn't know that.
Well, now we know how to suss out the witches.
Let's you get two people. You're
like,
pee.
No, it's like an Independence Day. It's like, go ahead, spread the word. We know how to bring them down, boys. See all the witches just like, yeah. We're just feeding everybody the stuff. It's like, that guy's piss doesn't smell.
And then everybody turns and he's like, witch. They wait for him to finish going to the bathroom.
They like to be polite. They don't want to get pee in the pool. That's where they're going to drown them, in the community rec center.
Yeah.
Which is, we're gonna drown you here. So
it's a different time.
enjoy your last pee.
It will be your last.
Yeah. So good.
I'm so glad I asked some questions. I still understand nothing, but this was fun.
I'm not an educator.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Speaking of education... Trump has decided to write up a national emergency for his little, what is it? His fence. Hold on. I get it.
I've become unplugged from any of that because I feel like my job is done. For the last few years, I was very active about pushing back and stuff. But now I think the world is really starting to see. There's no reason to keep talking about it. Like the effects are so noticeable and negative, and it's just like, okay, this is no longer my circus. I'm just gonna go like chill and make myself better.
You're like, I need to walk away from this.
Yeah, I can't even take any more of this poison. Like it's just bad.
Yeah.
I thought that we would get this out of our system way faster than this, and like the longer it's literally like drinking acid and then just refusing to vomit. It's like it's just gonna sit in there and slowly.
Yeah, it's only hurting you because everybody else is just like, he's our president.
I don't know much. I've just been seeing a lot on Twitter and stuff about
it. Well, he just signed it like this morning or something. He's like, it's a national emergency. And I was like, okay, well, when the next president's in and we need gun control, he can do this too. He can sign a little emergency and we'll just get it basically expedited through the system.
What's wrong with I thought that the founding fathers were on top of this crap. Like, how the heck can he just fabricate all this and make it up? Like, and even he contradicts it. he'll tweet saying that the border is strong and ICE is doing a great job. And it's like, yeah, so what's with the wall? Like, illegal immigration is at an all-time low. Mm-hmm. He's tweeted many times that...
About how successful it is, yeah.
Yeah, immigration officials are keeping illegal immigration down. And then he turns around and declares a national emergency over illegal immigrants. It's
because he's embarrassed. He called it. He made it his focus, and then he did his little stink. So he has to. He's like, I'm not going to be called no pussy. So, well, no, you are, and you will be called.
But that's fine. But like, why are we not? Like, I saw. I guess I understand the context now. Why this Scott Dworkin, a political commentator? Yeah, he's got a funny name. It's like Dworkin. He was saying it's time to begin impeachment proceedings, and I was like, oh, what's that all about? Now is the time. This is unhinged. This is the 100th step too far, but it is way too far.
My favorite there's a couple people bringing up like old points. Like they were like, oh, so-and-so didn't know how to spell potato, and this president liked hot sauce. And we're like, yeah, that was a scandalo. I mean, those were big scandals.
Obama, I'm tan suit.
Yeah, see, I'm gonna. I'm he didn't. There's a picture of Obama, he wasn't even wearing a blazer over his business shirt in the Oval Office. And that was so disrespectful. Reagan would never. Oh, wait, hold on. Oh, we do have a picture of Reagan doing exactly the same thing. Oh. Well, then what the fuck is this? This isn't fucking news. Shoot. Also, the funny thing is, when Pence was still in Indiana before he became vice president, it was like 2014 or something. They have him in a conference saying how catastrophic and devastating it would be if no president should have the power to do what Trump is doing right now. And he said it would be absolutely catastrophic and it would be, you know, bucking the entire government and system. And then they're doing it. Like, he literally said no one should ever do this ever. And it's happening.
God, they're so ridiculous. Like, this is what I mean. It's gotten to fever pitch ridiculousness. Like, we really, it's just pull the plug. We need this undone ASAP. But it's like a frog in boiling water.
If you slowly turn it up, like, if you had said when he first was president that all these things would happen, yeah, people would be like, that's absurd. But you just slowly turn up the insane tolerance on
that. That's how he got elected, too, is that, like, everyone was like, there's no way. No way is he ever going to be president.
And like, and they all your neighbors or your family members, because they'd be hiding in the closet waiting for their crazy to come out.
God, there's this is Trump country. I'm so ashamed when I look around at the people.
This is a stupid here. Trump just, tree. I hate like, it.
How are people so much more employed than me? Like, there are people out there in this country, this state, making good, decent,
you are
to
so
good
hecka
livings.
Employed more than me. Oh,
like I'm gonna just stick with the metric of just like creating things that I like to create as like a metric of happiness because.
Yeah. Yeah, because you can't control it, yeah.
Well, because I'd like to make more money, but it doesn't seem to be like a measure of integrity
not at all.
Honesty or goodness or intelligence. It just seems like some of the worst people make some of the most money.
Well, I think it's also quite fitting. Trump's over here. He says, sends out tweets about Amazon. You know, they get too many breaks and they get too many this and they need to be accountable. They're using our postal system as their errand boys and blah, blah, blah. It's like, well, the tax breaks that you wrote in for your people, your Republicans, for everyone, for the rich, not us, actually. That means that Amazon will pay exactly $0 and they get a tax return of $129 million. A return. They don't pay any taxes and they get a return. And they doubled their profits this year.
This is all criticism coming from the non-Pax Todger.
I'll say it again.
Okay. Pax or Tay.
Yeah.
No. he doesn't pay taxes himself.
Of course he doesn't.
And he's calling people out for it and giving them the giving all the rich people the breaks. It's like, it's pure chaos. Like, this is what he hired Bannon as his like strategist, and that guy is an outspoken anarchist.
Yeah.
He said darkness is good. He said a lot of evil shit. He looks like a cartoon villain.
He does. He really does. Like, in real life, you have a lot more liver spots. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's true. It's like everybody, like, he's just like the most terrible person ever for the job. And it's working. Like, they're dismantling safety checks. They're making tons of money.
Oh, yeah.
He's totally trumping the presidency.
Even if it's temporary, they're like, well, we're going to get rich quick and then hold on to it. We're just going to put it over here, file it away over here. I mean, even Netflix. I'm paying more in taxes than you're barely employed and you're paying more taxes than Netflix.
Yeah. No, that's how they do. These are villains. These are villainous people. Evil.
But they live with themselves. I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday at coffee and we ended up talking about it, and we have integrity and because we have a heart, and we're like, we try to literally break down how it's possible that they're okay with any of this. That's hard.
I wouldn't worry so much about that. I think what would be what I try to focus on, because I don't know, I've met tons of I've just learned that demons are people. The reason that we know about demons is because they come, they're They're channeled through individual beings. So demons exist in human form on this planet. Mm-hmm. It's more the people who live with them, the other people around them, the supporters, the people who don't see, especially the Christians in this, the fundamentalist Christians or the conservative Christians in this country.
Oh, the pretending idiots.
Pretending that Trump is not the Antichrist. Speaking of demons inhabiting human beings, there is not a more singular embodiment, humanoid embodiment of the Antichrist. Trump is the most I've ever seen in history. Because not only is he capable of great havoc and serious human damage.
It. He's not capable, but he's done it too, yeah.
But there's nothing for it. He has no soul. He doesn't enjoy things. He's just pure reactionary rage. He doesn't
impulsive.
Have hobbies.
Yeah,
he doesn't have
no
skills.
Emotions.
He doesn't have a body of work. He doesn't have appreciation for art, people, intelligence, humanity.
Human life,
There's nothing there.
Dignity.
He is a husk of hatred, and it is destroying us. It is the Antichrist.
Well, but he said that he's a Republican and that he reads the Bible. So
he
it's
affiliated
different
with
he
Christians and Republicans, and we have already brainwashed ourselves. So I will.
I know. I think it's so funny. I am a devout Christian, very close relationship with God, and we have God all in our home, in our actions, our hearts, everything. And I ain't with him. I ain't with him or none of his little minions. Them people's crazy. Them the Bible thumpers, people hitting you over the head, telling you you're going to die for your sins. What about your sins? Okay? Worrying is a sin because you're not trusting God. Listen to what y'all are doing and saying. You're crazy.
Yeah, and
is picking and choosing?
My whole life, everything about Christianity is like you will be tested, or like you must be responsible, or you know, there's a lot of themes coming out of there.
But
then when it comes to saving the creation of planet Earth, they don't give a flying fart. They're just like, no, we can just take a shit in all the rivers and pollute the sky and block out the sun.
And they did. On the government shutdown, they went to parks and they shit in the rivers. They actually did. Oh,
and they cut down a bunch of
trash cans.
They cut down a bunch of trees in something tree.
Yeah, where the tree people are. The tree
places,
the trees.
It's got the hipster name. Mm-hmm. There was an album named
after. A bunch of treeple.
Trees cut. Joshua Tree.
Oh, aha. Yeah. Oh, wait, what?
Yeah, no, someone went in there and cut down a bunch of trees in Joshua Tree because there were no guards. There was no one protecting it.
No, are you serious?
Tree, yeah, no, and then there's trash everywhere, like, yeah.
Oh, no, they said there's one monument that's going to take, like, 50-plus years to get it back because of the damage just from the shutdown.
God, this is what I mean.
People can do that. I know, that's why it's hard to leave your house. And Anthony has good ideas. Stay in our bubble.
Well, and not to over-terrify anybody, but this is something that I think about. We have yet to see... Okay, it's a good thing we have the internet and social media because it may not be safe to even go out in a place like the United States soon, because imagine when drone technology and remote control technology gets to the level that we're having drone cars and stuff out there on the road. That means that you take a kid playing with a firecracker or like stupid people doing stupid stuff. They don't know what they're doing. Add remote controlled drone pilots to society. And now you've got first world suicide bombers and in mass because there's no concept. You're not a suicide bomber anymore. You're just a bomber. Like you could just pilot your drone into any establishment and take it out like that.
Right.
Or you could drive a drone car into traffic. It's just like,
so I need to start building my turret now for my rotating.
Like, I'll come out and visit, and we'll start building the holes and the bunkers and stuff like that. We'll get some reinforced anti-surface, air-to-surface shields, all that sort of stuff. We'll be protected from just about everything but a subterranean nuclear explosion.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Pretty standard stuff.
Hey, if my husband works in nuclear, we can figure out a way to ward against it.
We'll figure it out. We'll buy a dozen of those 20-pound tubs or whatever of mac and cheese.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Like, it's the apocalypse. I have to eat gluten. Sorry, fam.
Who's worried about their figure when everything's on fire? It's like I'm
gonna go get in my 20 minutes on the treadmill. Like, I'll be back.
I look attractive just because I don't have festering boils on my face.
Darling. Mm-hmm. Just darling. I know. They released a thing saying, in the 1940s, It was a billionaire something. It was like an organization. They injected people with syphilis just to see how, like, without their knowledge. They're like, let's just see how this works.
So when was
and
that?
And they're the like, okay, sorry. So now there's like a $1 billion lawsuit against them. I'm like, oh, darling.
That was the 40s. That stuff's still going on. Believe you me.
Oh, believe you me. Yeah.
I hear things. I look at clouds.
I read the clouds.
I read them. I know what they're saying to me. The government's sending me messages in the clouds.
And
today's cloud text I decoded, do not drink the Tabasco. No, that's a little bit cryptic. That's more cryptic. I will not set down my Tabasco. I eat it with
that
my cereal.
That is either direct or cryptic. I'm going to go have hot sauce and think about it.
I'm going to go have my hot sauce and milk real quick and think about it.
I'm going to think about it.
I call it hot milk. Hot Mike!
Hey, that's so funny. We talked about that earlier.
Funny.
But you just said that, and that's what I got Grandpa Mike. It's called Hot Mike's. No joke. It's spicy honey. I got it from him for Christmas, and it didn't come in time, so now I'm going to have to send it to him. But there is a thing called Hot Mike's Hot Honey, and it's pretty cool. I want to try it, but now I'm on keto, so I don't want to spike my insulin.
Oh, I tried keto for like 3 days. I just felt empty inside constantly. I hated it.
What'd you do inside your body?
Keto. I tried that for 3 days, and I hated it. I had to stop.
Why?
I was just empty all the time. I couldn't keep food in my belly.
What?
It would just disappear, and I always was hungry as shit.
Oh, see, I've been doing it for 3.5 weeks, and I haven't been hungry once. I think I'm just doing it right.
Maybe. I don't know. Could be.
although I did do a lot of research and reading because a dear friend of mine has been doing it for like 2.5 years. So I had a lot of questions, and I did a lot of research before I did it. And I've been extremely successful.
It's, it's what net carbs minus net fiber.
Oh, I don't have to do the calculations. I just went online and used an online calculator for my values, for my macros. And then I got an app that does it all for me.
That sounds way too involved.
No, I just did my calculations and I used the app and it literally calculates my macros for me. I don't have to do it. It's amazing.
Okay, I don't know what a macro is. Is that
then
like macro noni and cheese?
That's probably why you failed. Shoot. Oh, yeah. You got it. Macros are protein, carbs, and fats.
Oh, well, if you're just going to make up words that are already words, then of course I'm not going to know that.
I'm not going to speak your Bugadoo
language.
I'm not going to
know these crazy triple words. You can't just power up a word and give it to me and be like, hey, you know what this is, because I probably won't.
And then I won't even try.
Then I won't even try because I'll just be so demoralized from being proven stupid. Like, fuck this. I'm out of here.
That's funny. That's like some of the funniest things that you have to rally from that nobody trains you when you're an adult is like, you know, you're like, I have to sit here and admit to you that I was stupid and I don't want to.
And then I have to sit here and live in the idea knowing that I'm just as imperfect as I was a moment ago and this will happen again and again and again.
But I thought I was better.
I will never stop feeling stupid. That's part of being alive.
It's so
great.
I just hear you stand up and be like, great, and you drop your headphones and you just walk out. You like storm out and the cat's fur gently blows from the door closing.
I just say great and then I just walk over to my bed and stork myself under the pillow and I'm just like, just bury my, like an elegant cape, I whip the blankets over my body and they drip down and I'm just instantly hibernating.
Shoot.
You see a little hand. My hand come out from under the blanket, grab the phone, and then you just see it glowing underneath.
Yeah, and then I come over and we're like, Jason, we come to check on you're like, no, I'm tired of feeling stupid. All the stupids out there, and one of them was me, and I'm not comfortable with it. And then
I don't like it.
And then you're just under there on Twitter.
I'm going to be on Twitter where I feel like I'm smart.
This is where I feel smart.
Yeah, I know everything on Twitter because no one follows me, so they don't really bother contradicting me, and I'm singular in my voice.
That proves me right, folks.
The emptiness of the void is my only comfort.
Tweet.
It's like that's one fresh Twitter. No wonder I have 84 followers and
if
plummeting
there's sound
or
on your phone, like if you don't have it set to like vibrate or whatever, like when you hit the tweet button, does it actually leave like a little tweet like
this? Oh, I don't know. I have the sound. I hate when my phone makes sounds. Every now and then the silent switch gets switched to not silent and I'm like, shut the fuck up. And then
that's not what I bought you for.
I don't want to hear it. I just want to see it kind of, I want to see the screen light up, and then it kind of vibrates. I'm like, okay, something's happening.
And then I get a feeling that I did something real smart.
Yeah, somewhere out there, someone's recognizing how smart I am, finally.
Yeah, finally. Oh, no. I just hate that moment of enlightenment when you're like, well, shit, I'm still stupid.
Well, it's either that or be a complete prick and never grow. So,
well, which is most of America.
Yeah. Oh, man. So, yeah, back to that. Yeah, we are in the grips of Satan. So, everybody. Oh,
that's great. You're going to need an umbrella.
Yeah, well, you can just pick up the open umbrella outside of Air Force One that Trump just fucking left there.
I know. He's like, I don't know how to close this.
So embarrassing and stupid. I don't know how there's any other way to see this man. Like, I don't know how people look at it and like, yeah, there's a great man, very smart and talented.
At least he's it's a like, real man.
It's just so obviously a bumbling incompetent. It's just, it's beyond me. I
know. It was so funny. I watched part of the, not really, I didn't watch the State of the Union because I was just like, really? But him standing up there and looking at all those people, I'm like, he's in this place of power. And he just doesn't look like he belongs, I mean, in and of itself. But then you look at all these, like, actual smart people just looking back like, huh. Like, the whole time he's talking, they're like, really? Wow. Yeah. My favorite was the meme that came out, Nancy Pelosi's side clap at him. Oh, so good. My one of the best memes is how your wife claps at you when you've emptied the dishwasher.
Oh, someone's got a difficult relationship.
I know, not me. My husband cleans. He's great.
So there you go. You don't have to do the clap.
I don't have to. I do because I like to be condescending, but.
It's just, it's just for fun. This is not a utility clap back. This is just a recreational.
I know that's my favorite when I'm like nearing my time of the month and I can feel the hormones raging and then one. You know, a rude comment like slips out of my. I was like, "Oh, sorry." I did enjoy that. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. That is what is truly in my heart. I am constantly biting my tongue. Oh, that felt good.
Well, and now you've just described marriage in its entirety.
And why I don't have it, JC not has.
JC not want has. Well, it was, this morning Anthony like I because I'm going all the information. I want all of it on the keto, and I'm continually reading and educating myself, because if I'm going to do it, I need to know about it, and people are going to ask me questions, and I need to know. Anyway, so Anthony's like, so why did you, like, check out, like, all these books at the same time? Don't you just want to, like, check out, like, one? And I'm just like, excuse me? Why are you asking me this? Do you think I've made a mistake? Like, I was just straight up, I was like, why are you asking me this? Like, I'm going to read all of them. We're about to have a snowstorm. Like, I didn't explain all this because I was like, don't ask me that. You think I'm not a responsible adult who doesn't? He's like, well, like, we don't return, you know, library books, you know, on time. I was like, I do. The kids don't, but I do. It's like, I'm like, don't come for me. You're trying to get between me.
Don't royal we me.
And it was just so funny. I was like, I'm an adult. You're trying to nicely say that you believe I've made a mistake. I do not believe that I have. So this is...
Sir, these are books. I am not a stupid person right now.
Do you see how smart I am?
Do you see what I am holding? Do you see how stupid you look now? Yeah, I am holding books.
Anyway, so that was fun. I was just like, don't come for me. There's a snowstorm. I don't know when I'm going to leave. I can check them out. One of the books is one that I have already read, but I read it on a tablet, and I wanted to read it in a book form because something, it's just, I don't know, maybe I'm the only one, but I don't think I am. But when I read something on a screen versus a physical book, it gets stored in a different place in my brain, a better, more safeguarded place. I don't know why. So I'm going to re-skim over that book in form. And then one other book, she was like, oh, we got this one in. I didn't want to be rude and be like, no, it's okay. I already have enough. So I was like, sure, I'll take this one too. And then the other one was one that I had on hold that came in. And then Sarah's like, oh, you got books? I have this other one you need to borrow. So I came home with four books about the same subject. So I have a story about all of them. But if you think that I foolishly stumbled into the library being like, I'm going to take all of them and you guys can't have these words. They're all mine. You know, I wasn't being selfish. Okay. Ugh. I know what I'm doing. Yeah, well, I'm like way nice and thoughtful. I am. Yeah. I mean, if I have to tell you, it probably means it's not true, but I am.
You got the, you like vegetables and books and living in Christ's image, and I didn't get any of that because you took it all.
I did. I took all that, and I took paying attention socially. But then you took all the art and the creativity. All I can do is make a real nice vision board. It is nice. I work real hard on
it. Bet it's, I can just imagine the vision board now.
I can envision. Ah, yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Sarah, she made one too, and I think hers is prettier, but it's fine. Mine's nice too.
It's pretty nice.
It's nice. It's okay. I'm just surrounded by people who art all over the place, and I can't art myself.
Yep, I arted this morning, and then I pooped, because that's how it goes.
Yeah, it starts, like, those are the warning arts. And then it's like, I gotta go poop now.
Yeah, because I don't want to shart myself, so I gotta make sure to modulate all that. Wish we could balance the humors a little bit. Maybe I could share some of the art ability. You can give me some social graces. I feel like we'd be pretty balanced, cool people, but...
Oh,
whatever.
I'm already balanced and cool. You're not, but I'm helping you. So that's
that's true.
I think you're great. I like your latest, you know, telling a girl, like, no, I'm great, and you can fuck off. I like that.
For the most part.
I'm paraphrasing, but...
Yeah, but that was sort of the attitude.
So I don't know, but I think I know.
I'm mostly trying to... be honest.
Yep.
And I'm trying to dial down I'm working on it. I'm working on a system, but it's going well.
Well, that's funny. I have a Roscoe story for you based on exactly this, because we know you're just grown up Roscoe without any sort of guidance. But he said something about something Kinsley made or did, and we're like, Roscoe, you can't just say that. He's like, well, you tell me to tell the truth all the time. Now you don't want me to tell the truth. And we had to explain to him, well, yes, but nobody asked you. What's the point? I'm being honest. That's what you tell me to do. And I'm just like, yes, but no one asked you. If somebody doesn't ask you, you don't get to say it. Well, can I explain myself? I'm like, no. Whatever it is negative. You don't get to say it because nobody asked you. If she asked you and you're honest and she doesn't like your answer, that's fine. That's her problem, not yours.
I don't know if there's a way to describe or to matrix into his head this concept, but it's one that I've found vital. Maybe it's obvious. It probably is obvious to most other folks. But,
most real people. Other real people.
Well, yeah, most real life people.
Yeah.
is if he can make the center of his attention, and it's going to be really difficult because he's still so young and he's had very little time to think this through, but maybe this is the time to plant the seed, to make the center of his conversational and personal focus the other person's emotional state.
And make that, you mean, and more than his? Okay.
Well, hold on. This is going to take some explaining.
Okay.
And you use your ideas and intelligence, because you have a lot of practical ideas, but you can't make the conversation about your ideas. You have to make it about the person's emotional state. So you recognize their emotional state, and you use the fount of ideas that are welling up into your head to try to guide that emotional state wherever you'd like, hopefully to a place of goodness where you're making this person happier or laughing with jokes, or you're making their day better or being productive or helpful. That's ideal, but either way, I mean, maybe that's not Roscoe. Maybe he's an evil bastard and he'll just turn into some douchebag.
No, he is. He actually has a lot of compassion. He's really sweet. And there's a lot of people who don't get to see that side because they fail to see his frame of reference and his personal, like, his personal goal. He's really compassionate,
So he needs to switch his frame of reference to looking at people and trying to bond with them emotionally, using what can be a curse as a blessing instead. Because if you're too focused on the blessing, it becomes a curse. So shift his focus to other people. Like, it's, I'm still learning to do it in my 30s, but it's working really great.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. It's helpful. And, you know, I'm working on it, but I think it'll help to come from someone who's like him. Like, you are like him. I mean, there's no question about it.
Hmm.
So it's helpful. Yeah. Any insight, and then hopefully maybe you'll come. Oh, I don't know. Visit.
I can't. Like, I feel I'm tied to my job because I barely make enough money to
pizza.
Pay for
all
this
stuff. I mean,
but in January was a shit show.
Was
again?
It?
Just
Why?
Everybody who. It was the worst. It was the worst weather month ever.
Oh my gosh, and, yes. Every
And it was the worst tips ever.
Oh,
people
oh.
were No, people were so shitty. I had the worst delivery night I've ever had.
It so was, they had frigid hearts because of the cold. Like, that's your fault.
Yeah.
I bring you a warm pizza to warm up your soul. The least you could do is tip me accordingly.
Like 25 deliveries on the worst weather night of all, when it was shitting, frozen
Wait,
rain, and there was black ice everywhere.
You took people their food that they weren't willing to go out in and risk their own safety, and yes. they were dicks about it?
I took 25 or so deliveries, wow. and that night I believe I made less than $80.
Stop.
That is absurd. That is ridiculous. That,
like, literally, because I didn't want to risk my own safety and the place was yeah. actually open and making deliveries, that's the night you save up your pennies
yeah.
and you overtip that delivery man because of the trouble. Like, your car, you could have gotten stuck. You would have had to call a tow truck. You could have gotten an accident and had to call your insurance mm-hmm. and your rates go up. Like, literally, give your right here, PSA, right now. You
yeah.
think about what that person was willing to do for you just for their paycheck, and you overtip them. Most of you people, yeah, I'm not done yet. Most of you people,
go.
Most of you people, to me, the fact that you don't even give to charities, you can take a small situation and overtip as an act of charity. Not only are you helping someone else, you'll feel good about yourself, and God sees, okay? He sees, he appreciates that you give what you're able to. Like, there's been times when we went to a rest stop. I don't know if I told the story on here or not. It's kind of a funny story. But we stopped at a rest stop driving home from one of our trips, and we're like, let's eat at this restaurant. They oddly had this really pretty good food in the middle of a gas station convenience store or rest stop. So we ate the food. It was delicious. And we're like, you know what? Let's tip this person. Our bill was like $50, maybe $48. And we left $100. We left $100 bill. And we're like, that was for us. We just, you know what? Let's just do a nice thing. Right. And the lady looked down. She's like, thank you. Have a good night. She's like, she didn't even make a face. And we're like, oh. But then we're like, well, we shouldn't have expected anything. Like, that's the whole point. You just give to give, not because you expect a reaction. But she just cleared the table, went on to the next person. No, like, oh, are you sure?
Did you see her observe the, like, because maybe she didn't do the math.
I know, that's true. Maybe she did. Like,
she might not have known what the total was.
Math.
She just,
yeah.
Well, it might have just been like a $90 total or something. She didn't look at it. Who
yeah,
knows?
Like later, but, I'm sure she. Yeah, you're right. That's true. But it was just so funny because then I'm like, well, you don't do nice things for a reaction anyway. So then I shamed
yeah.
myself. I'm like, okay, well, we shouldn't have expected something. But, you know, for someone to go, are you sure? Like, we've had some experiences where we super overtip people because that's a really fun way of directly affecting someone's life for that night. But full point, coming back full circle, if you're not willing to do something, your appreciation, if you cannot show it or verbally do it, or maybe it's too awkward, the least you could do is overtip a little. Like, stop being so freaking greedy. Overtip sometimes. It's literally the nicest thing you can do. Especially
yeah, well,
when you're, like, you risked your life. You really did. Sorry. You risked your life.
Yeah.
You went out when they didn't want to go out, and you're delivering the food that they weren't willing to go get.
Yeah, and I delivered it to them in their house in many cases. That's what I don't understand.
Shit.
You're living in a house. You pay
Shit.
A mortgage. You have multiple children. You can't tip. What
wow.
is going on?
Wow.
Yeah, I don't get it.
That is super.
Thank you. I appreciate
yeah.
your advocacy and your passion.
For sure. It just drives me nuts. I get it. There's sometimes that people can't. Maybe they're strapped and this was their...
Well, then you can't order pizza. That's the deal. Pizza is an expensive commodity.
It's not an efficient
way to eat.
Yeah, it's indulgent. It is, if you're going to go, because you really can. If you have flour and a packet of yeast and some water, you could make your own pizza. You know what I mean?
Well, you make your own pizza, or you could just make your own salad. You could cook up some ground
beef. But that's not what you wanted, was it?
Yeah, I don't eat out anymore. I just buy
yeah.
stuff at the grocery store. A lot of times it's cans of chili, but hey, I'm still warming it up.
Hey, it's food, y'all.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's again, these are the people. I mean, some of them might be medicated, but the people who worry me, because there are a lot of them, and they're kind of just hidden in plain clothing. And
it's
like, wow, who are the monsters who just...
Oh, no, there's all these people in people's clothing. I don't know which ones are bad and which ones are good.
It's so tricky. No, there are some really weird ones, too. Like the other night, I was on a notoriously bad... Circle, I think Glendale Drive or Circle or something.
You should think about carrying a strap, but go ahead.
Maybe. No, just bad in terms of tipping.
Like, oh, okay.
Always
like it's just
shit
the area.
Tips. Yeah.
You should area shame, like tip area shame people, no, like have a map.
I'd like to put up signs. These people don't tip. But this guy actually, while it was very cold and like the wind was very biting, he's sitting there taking over 30 seconds to do the paperwork, to sign the credit card receipt. And while he's doing it, he's like, sorry, it's taken me a little long to finish this. It's just hard to see the low light because his lights aren't on in this fucking house for some reason.
Because he can't.
And then I hand him his pizza, and as usual, I just grab the credit card. I don't look at the tips. Like, if they make it a point to hand me a 20 or something, I was like, you know, over tipping, I'm like, hey, thanks, I really appreciate it. But I usually just grab all the cash or the credit card tip, and I do my normal, like, hey, thanks, you have a good night. I'm always friendly to everybody.
Yeah.
Get back to my car. The guy wrote $0.00 in the tip. And then the total and signed it. He was sitting there that whole time stiffing me, apologizing for making me wait in the cold while he stiffed me. That was a new one.
That's a new one. Hold on. I got to make sure I put enough zeros down.
Yeah. It's got to be, and I got to make sure they're nice and round. No, yeah. There are a lot of different styled stiffs like that that have nuances where you're just like, wow, what was that?
And, you were raised in a dark place.
Yeah, exactly. This is like some sort of evil act.
Oh, so the darkness of his house was really a visual representation of what's happening inside.
I'll bring light bulbs next time. I'll be like, sir, maybe this will brighten your day.
Yeah, get a flashlight and shine it right on the tip section while they're writing it and be like, yeah, you see me helping you?
Mm? pretty soon in a... Hold on. In a bunker somewhere, like, in 5 years, there's going to be a guy who's like,
hey.
Like, underground, you know, the apocalypse on top of the place. Like,
hey, hand me the flashlight. I need that.
And then the hand is like,
where am I supposed to fuck this thing?
Oh, God.
Because they won't know what a flashlight is. They'll just think they're all fleshlights.
Fleshlights. That's what they think.
That's what they will think. If you've seen the movie Idiocracy, that's where we're going to head, where there's not going to be, no pun intended, but I'll take it. I don't want, okay.
No homo.
In any event, there will be no flashlights. They'll all just be fleshlights. Like, you'll go to, like, Walmart, and there'll be a bunch of fleshlights in the fleshlight section.
And you're pre-apocalypse. Like, I get it. One letter. I could see how this happened.
I could see the confusion here if you're slightly illiterate or even a little dyslexic, but either way, I will take five. I have a family to take care of.
Shoot.
I think that feels like a good note. Unless you have anything else to add, we're over the hour mark.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. So, I forget how we end these things. Wait, no, I remember.
Countdown.
But, all right, good. Good talking with you. We'll catch you next time in a few months.
See you guys again in the future. Maybe.
3 months or 2 months. Four months.
Four.
Five. One.
You're going up. Oh, did you say one? Yeah.